on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Residents in Shallcross, South Durban, say they've taken legal action against the Eteguini municipality over ongoing water shortages. Community member Nilesh Maharaj says the case has been filed with the Special Investigating Unit over the city's failure to provide consistent water.
The focus is on the cause of the problem, remedies and recourse for the injustice and atrocities against human beings.
He says the issue is affecting most of his ward, including Crossmore and Savannah Park.
Ward 17 has more than 36,000 residents. We are still challenged with water outages. The latest was between 17 December 2024 till current.
In a statement, the city says the ward and surrounding areas will continue to experience irregular water supply. It says it's due to illegal connections, vandalism and water demand far exceeding its supply capacity. And the IFP says investigations are underway into the cause of a North Coast crash that's claimed the life of one of its members. It's understood the driver, the sole occupant of the car, was declared dead at the scene. Newswatch's Tsakani Mhlongo has more.
In a statement, the party says a car that's part of its presidential fleet was involved in a crash yesterday on the N2 near Stanga. The IFP says its president visited the family of the deceased driver last night to convey his condolences. The party says it won't reveal the deceased out of disrespect of the family's privacy. It says circumstances surrounding the accident remain unclear. Tsakani Mhlongo, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And Build One South Africa says the president should boycott Daniel Chapo's inauguration as Mozambique's president next week. The country's opposition leader, Venancio Mondlane, claims to be the rightful president-elect after a contested vote that sparked deadly protests. Speaking to ENCA, Bosa leader Musi Maimane criticized South Africa's response to the crisis, urging stronger intervention.
When we've had to step up in leadership, we failed. Now, I think it's upon us to take strong leadership in the region. You can't, in our own constitution, when it states clearly that we're a democratic state, we uphold the right for people to associate with whichever party you want, go where you are endorsing a sham of an election.
And finally, experts say teenagers should be considering the risks of dementia, as an unhealthy start in life could affect the brain. Increased body mass index, high blood pressure and physical fitness have been linked to differences in the brain by the age of 20. Scientists from Oxford University say more work is needed to establish the timings of preventative measures. Your top story this hour, Shallcross residents say they've taken legal action against Eteguini municipality over ongoing water shortages. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.